Seminole Headlines is brought to you by Register Sausage, serving the Florida Panhandle and Lower Alabama for over 75 years. To find a store near you or to buy directly from Registers, head to registermeats.com. That's registermeats.com.
It's time for Seminole Headlines, featuring WarChant.com's Jeff Cameron, Managing Editor Ira Schofel, and Senior Writer Corey Clark. Your weekly dose of all things FSU, pistols, and pies starts right now. Here's Jeff Cameron.
Hour number two, Seminole Headlines, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, WarChant TV. Headliner questions forthcoming this hour, brought to you by where my son currently is sitting right now, Birch Orthodontics.
Right.
Are we on?
This
Do they
very...
Have
a- moment.
Do they have us on in there,
son,
right now?
I hope you're hanging in there.
Come on, Bryce.
I hope you're doing all right.
Is this Bryce or Clark?
It's Bryce.
Come on, Bryce.
They're putting the brackets in the back, Ira. What stage are we at?
We're getting the
Are we almost done?
Getting closer.
I feel like my kids had braces for 6 years now. What are we doing?
Bryce, we're thinking about you, buddy.
Let's get to. Come on, Dr. Birch. Let's speed it up. Tighten them. Make it hurt worse. So
now you got to be careful of those brackets, because your bracket could go. You could lose a bracket.
He's getting brackets today. He wasn't looking forward to it.
But, yeah, man, you're getting close to
getting
the stretch
close,
run.
Getting
yeah.
close. Close okay. to the stretch run, or we're in the stretch run?
We're in the stretch run. Depends on how you define the stretch run.
Yeah. Good Lord. Well, I trust her. I'll tell you that. That's a ringing endorsement.
Yeah,
I
you trust her.
Dr.
Sounded
Birch.
Like it.
Yeah, I do. No, I do. I mean, he's been there for half his life.
His son is literally in her hands right now.
Right now.
Yeah,
right
that's
now.
How much he trusts her.
Yep, smiling, ready to go.
You should send your kids there, too, or yourself if you need orthodontic work. BirchOrthodontics.com is the best in the business. Great customer service. They'll sit down, consultation, a free consultation. They may even discourage you from getting, look, your teeth are
what
too
good.
What are
you good. Doing here?
You
get out of here.
Yeah, why are you doing it? Yeah.
And if you do patronize them, they have payment plans, just great people. BirchOrthodontics.com is the website to set it up.
And Knowles through and through as well.
Oh, also. All of our
Yeah, they're big time Knowles. All of them.
Patrick, thanks for the contribution to our efforts. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Patrick.
He wrote, insert Jimbo dance for money bit here.
Mm.
Oh, that was a good promo from back in the day.
It was so, back on the other.
Yeah, that was really good. We had a good time with that one. We'll have to bring that over.
Well, y'all told me that there's no way. Well, I was saying that you could get Renegade and Osceola to show up at
dance.
A birthday party. And you're like, no, they wouldn't.
Everybody has
I'm like,
a price.
Yeah, everybody has a price. Jimbo could come on my, if I had enough money, Jimbo would be dancing
Not anymore.
My lawn.
Not anymore.
No,
unless you got like. Tesla money.
I don't know what. No, I don't even think that matters. At some point, Jimbo's like money.
How many ranches do you
need? Yeah, you already need another
he's already got
four
two.
Ranches.
He already let it slip that he's got a couple of ranches.
Two ranches, man. You know you got money when you have two.
Back in the day, he was sharing a condo with Will Muschamp.
Yeah.
Now he
yeah.
just owns ranches.
Yeah, yeah his ranches
now he
all over
spits
Texas.
On Will Muschamp for not being in the same financial realm as him. Who do you think will be FSU's breakout hero this game? Win or lose, who steps up? We're going for heroes out here, huh?
Well, it needs to be win. I don't know you're going to have a hero and a loss.
No, that'd be tough. Unless, never mind. I'm going to hold back on that.
I think, maybe Keir Thomas. I think Keir Thomas is going to maybe deflect the pass that's intercepted or a strip sack, recover it, maybe even score on Jermaine Johnson's strip sack. Because Jermaine's probably the easier one. I think that's the guy. I think Keir Thomas may make a game-changing play or two to win it.
And going back to the state of South Carolina.
Going back home, yeah, he's never beat those guys, has he? I assume. I don't feel like South Carolina's played Clemson well the last few years. So no. He probably has never beaten them.
So the idea of a hero got me thinking, what was it? Was it Enrique Iglesias who sang, I Could Be Your Hero? Remember that big
hit?
No. It was not an invite.
That's exactly what that was.
By the way, he sings every song in the exact same key.
The right one. You mean the right one?
Exact key, no matter what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, Jennifer Love Hewitt was in that video, I believe.
Yeah, so he was a big star. How many years ago do you think that was? I'm curious.
Ooh.
Hey, Matthew.
Jennifer Love Hewitt was in the video, so I'm going to say
2000. Matthew, we're going to have you look this up.
25.
25? You think it was in the 90s?
I think it was 19
no,
years ago.
No, I think it was in the 2000s. I'm going to say
2001. 2001 or 2.
Yeah, 1 or 2 sounds right. I'm going to say 2000.
I mean,
I don't remember. I don't remember if it was 9/11.
I'm saying 97.
I'm going to say.
Like before the Backstreet.
I'm going to say 2000.
Okay, all right. I say 2002.
You say 2002. I'm going with 2000. You went 97. What do we got? Oh, it's 2001.
So split the difference.
Boom,
so we're right there.
Boom.
Yeah.
Ira was way off.
Yeah. Not even close.
Sorry, guys. Kevin writes, well, guys, it's sure nice to see Clemson getting back to being good old Clemson again. Dabo and the Tigers are stumbling down the back alley, Jeff. The time is right for the Noles to take out 6 years of frustration on them. Am I crazy or overzealous in believing that Norvell and his team are going to keep climbing and walk out of Death Valley, Saturday night with their second straight piece of sod?
Wouldn't be crazy.
You're not crazy. No.
Corey, you have to give an hour number two if it happens for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Also, he wants to say that the Braves are in the World Series for the first time since he was in fifth grade.
Yeah.
Like you, I am more nervous than excited, but I'm prepared for heartbreak and or heartburn, but I'm enjoying this magical ride. Go Braves. That is from Kevin.
It was so long ago, the last time they were in the World Series. I was actually at game one of that World Series because my dad couldn't be there because he had tickets to the Florida State-Clemson game.
So that was 97?
99.
99.
Where Clemson was up like 14-3 at half against the number one team in the country. And they ran a fake punt.
Yeah.
It was one of the Bowden Bowls.
Yeah.
That's how long ago it was, man.
Well, the beauty is we won the national championship that year. It was a glorious time.
Yeah, yeah. And the other Bowden got fired.
And Tommy's going to be, he's gonna be there this Saturday. They're honoring the Bowden family, and they're going to Tommy Bowden's coming back to the stadium for the first time since he was fired.
Oh, well, all right. Okay.
I like this one. And Vince, thanks for listening, and thank you for your service right from the outset. He writes, gentlemen, I'm stationed in Stuttgart, Germany.
Mm.
Germans are very proud of their sausage. Hey, now. Some would call this country the sausage capital of the world.
Mm.
But thankfully, since 1945, there has been no victory sausage. That's really well done.
That's right.
Really well
done.
That
was the must win.
Yeah, that's a big win there.
Yeah. That was a big road dub.
Big road
win. That was
a
great road win.
That's a big road win there.
Two straight on two different fronts.
Really domination.
Great road wins.
Yeah. My question to y'all is, can you use your vast influence and incredible powers of persuasion to get Registrar's Sausage to expand internationally? Come on, it's time for our world sausage domination. And I can show my neighbors what good old American sausage
That's
is
right.
like. Go Noles and yay sausage. Well done.
They don't cheddar and jalapeno in their sausage the way Registrar's
does. No, man, they wouldn't know what that is. They wouldn't even know. Their mouths would explode if they tasted something like that. Or andouille. They've never had andouille over there.
Ryan wants to know, what is the deal with Randy Shannon? Is he a large reason why our defense has turned around, or is Fuller getting better as a coach? Is it both? No, our defense is turning around because I think they found some confidence along the way. They really haven't changed much up in the way of principles. And no, I don't think you can contribute or attribute this to Randy Shannon.
Fuller thinks it's mainly just he's playing the guys in the secondary.
Well,
the
they've limited that rotation. He's figured out, and those guys are communicating.
Well, I think they've got better guys out there. I mean, I think Jamie Robinson's an upgrade at safety.
Yep.
And I think Kevin Knowles is playing really well. I think Jarvis Brownlee.
Kevin Knowles is probably an upgrade over Jamie Robinson in the nickel corner, which is what Jamie Robinson was
and
doing.
And then at the other, you know, Jarian Jones is an upgrade over, you know, early in the year.
Finding your guys helps.
Yeah, so I think that's a big part
and
of it.
And running them out there, the same five guys, really does help. I mean, that we can roll your eyes, but it does help.
What I would say about Randy Shannon, because there was a thread on our boards about it that I wanted to address a little bit. He is an active role as an analyst. I mean, he is, if you watch him on the sideline, he is going to different coaches, going to assistant coaches, GAs, staff members, and sharing his thoughts and things he's seeing.
I'm not saying he's not contributing,
the game.
But
I cannot say that. And it is an active role, but because he's active, some people are like, oh, he's the coordinator.
No, he's not.
We're at practice every day. Adam Fuller's running that defense.
Michael writes, we started the season dry heaving in the back alley of Bennigan's, covered in our own filth, beaten by Gamecock and kicked around by Demon Deacons. The only pie we could get, we had to pay for.
Mm. Yeah.
Finally, something snaps. It's rock bottom. That's it. I can't take this anymore. We drag ourselves to rehab, and after a quick training montage, we find our way back out of the hole. We're standing on our own 2 feet, ready to face sweatshirt-clad Apollo Creed with a sin problem. Win or lose this weekend, we're back, gentlemen. Believe. Hashtag 8-4 for that ass.
So wait a minute. Who was that? Who asked that question?
Michael.
Michael, you went with this whole thing.
Yeah, the Rocky thing.
Starting with Bennigan's, though.
Yeah.
And you didn't bring up the Monte Cristo?
Well, that's what we threw up on ourselves.
I
assume that's understood as we threw up half that Monte
Cristo.
Because
you took a bite out of already previously eaten.
I ate half of the sandwich in the bathroom.
In the bathroom.
Well, I didn't want to get caught again by my manager, so you go into a stall.
That's what normal teenagers do. You in a stall at a public restaurant eating half-eaten food.
Monte Cristo.
Oh, my God.
But I didn't take the jelly in there and dip it.
Sheer desperation.
You know, it was. I was like an animal. I've never felt more feral.
Just
get it in my mouth.
I got 30 seconds. I got to get this in before they bust me.
Got some tables
again
that need to get busted.
Oh,
some guy
man
dropping a deuce in the stall.
No, he's just like, don't mind me.
Those things were good.
Mike writes, it actually feels good to be going into this game with a chance, one that I know none of us felt like we even had a prayer of 4 weeks ago. Good effort and a loss would actually be a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But damn, a win would be awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Mike, I think that's a fair summary. I mean, I don't know that we expect to go win this game. We just know it's a possibility. Yeah. And we certainly want them to go and play well, play in a way that's indicative of this confidence we think they've found.
I mean, other than the fact that it's at home, where they haven't lost in 31 straight
other
games.
Other than that.
Dabo Swinney can't be a lot more confident in this game than Mike Norvell is and how his team is going to play.
Right.
I mean, they're searching for answers.
It would be so cool when we're not at that place yet and we haven't earned it and the players don't feel this inside of them. But, man, when we walked out there in 13 and did the – that was so good. Just walking down that tunnel, every time they show that shot, you're like, that's a team that believes they're about to beat that ass. Yeah. I mean, Jimbo's just like looking down at the playbook, ready, like, let's get it on.
Yeah.
You're going to beat your ass. Yeah, Robert,
there's a real calm confidence.
Yeah, it was sort of like, go ahead, cheer. Gentlemen, so if we went out and finished the season 9-4, where will FSU be putting the Corey Clark statue?
Yeah.
I'd love the show. Go Noles and go Braves.
I kind of started this whole thing with that question, that pointed question.
Yeah.
I kind of started this whole thing.
And it went out so inspired the next week. They won 33-30 over Syracuse.
I mean, it was a completely different team.
Turned things around, didn't it?
Completely different team. When this season's all over, and let's say they get to 5 or 6 wins, I would like to sit, or 8 or 9, as our man said.
Sure.
I would like to sit down with Norvell, just him and I, and talk about that moment. I think that'd be a fun conversation.
When you kind of galvanized the whole program.
Like how important it was, because people probably think we scripted it. We didn't. He didn't know I was going to ask that question.
No.
So I feel like that would be great. That would be great viewing. Me and Norvell looking back.
If he did, he might have answered it the way you wanted the first time.
Yeah, he wouldn't have screwed her up, so I had to ask it again.
Also, do you think, this reunited moment caught on film would invoke tears from both of you? When you reflect back on what was accomplished in that moment, the both of you might get a little choked up?
I mean, I don't know where my mind goes in those things. I can't say it won't.
I'm saying it's
important. I don't cry tears.
It's important,
but I might
War
just
Chant
start
TV,
boo-hooing.
On War Chant TV, to have that captured would be a good thing.
I feel like...
And then I kind of like wipe...
His
wipe
tear.
His, and then...
And then you go, I don't know about that.
You don't want me to lick...
No, I don't want you to lick
taste
the tears.
Tears.
But you can wipe the tears, a little hanky. And then, and then you can go, it's all right.
It's all right, man.
I've been
there.
I feel that, too.
I've been there.
I feel that,
I think
too.
I should have taken credit for 2013. By the way, I ripped Jimbo after the Florida game in 2012.
Well, you made that circle even tighter.
I feel like I did,
you
right?
got a lot of
had to rally
all the clutter
you.
Out.
He never
rally
came,
against
he
you.
Never came to me and said, hey, man,
say
thanks.
I think after you wrote that column about, I don't know if he's the guy, I think they won like 34 of the next 35 games.
But never thanked me once.
And not
now,
once.
One.
Well, Norvell's
mention.
Different. Yeah, Norvell's different than Jimbo.
Thomas writes, good afternoon, gentlemen, and suck it, Clemson.
Mm.
Fellas, I was wondering, could you elaborate a little bit more on why we have so many tight ends? Both Jeff and Corey touched on it a little. No, I'm not going to elaborate anymore. They do use a lot of tight ends.
I mean, that's excessive, though. It's crazy.
Well,
because
listen,
many of them are scholarship type.
Not,
you don't
not
need
many.
Seven
I mean,
scholarship
some are, they
tight
don't
ends.
Have seven.
They don't have seven scholarship tight ends.
Didn't they put what's-his-name on scholarship? Rector's on scholarship. Biscuit's on. Marquise and Douglas is on scholarship.
They probably have 5 or 6.
McDonald, Jackson West.
Oh, they might have seven.
Jordan Wilson.
Ooh, they might have seven.
Ryan Fitzgerald. Or who's or no, Doug, Carter Fitzpatrick.
I don't think he's on scholarship.
That's not his name either.
Boatwright.
That's not his name.
Carter Boatwright.
Boatwright
he's
is
not
a scholarship
is
tight end.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, he shouldn't be.
That's seven I just named.
He shouldn't be. There are a couple kids
and
that
they
out
play
there
the Preston
time.
Daniel kid more than many of them.
I don't understand that either.
But what I'm saying is, what are they doing?
What do you have against tight ends?
What do they love about them so much?
Well, go back and look at the Memphis offices. They use them basically as an H-back.
Do they use seven at a time?
No. They
four
keep
at a time.
Recruiting them because they need to find one who can play.
Okay. All right.
So it's like when Detroit drafted a receiver every year.
You just load it up. Yeah.
Eventually
you find Calvin Johnson.
Remember they asked Hugh Millen, right? Isn't that his name?
Matt Millen.
Who was Hugh Millen? He was a good football player. Wasn't he?
Could be.
Yeah. Matt Millen, they kept asking him, why do you keep drafting receivers? He's like, just because I drafted one last year doesn't mean we have a good one. I got to keep doing it. So he admitted. Yes. So that's us right now with tight ends.
So when they sign another 5 in this class, you know, that's when we can ask
one
Norvell.
Of you sons of bitches have got to be able
you
to
gotta
play at some point. It's
I
like
throw enough at the
line.
Wall.
Was that his question? Was that it?
Yeah,
was
I wanted to know about the tight ends. I'm tired of answering the question about tight ends.
But we don't know the real answer. That's too
we don't
many.
Know why
it's
they
excessive.
Have 7. It is too many, and you're right to point it out. We do know that they properly utilize the tight end almost as a fullback, as an H-back, as an actual tight end. They utilize them a lot if their offense is operating at peak efficiency. You don't need 7, especially none that can play other than Cam.
Yeah, well, we think Jackson West might be a guy.
We're hoping.
We think he might be a guy.
We'll
One
see.
Of these young guys, Marquise, then if he loses a little weight, still
Marlon
he can
writes,
be a guy.
Okay, gents, the first of our orange rivals and their offense is running on fumes. They have the talent advantage, but I'm more afraid that they might have the coaching advantage. Can our coaches keep up and keep us in this game to allow us to steal this one in Death Valley? Love the show. Yay, victory sausages. 4 straight is what he's crossing his fingers for.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen. I mean, other than what Clemson's done in the past, I mean, obviously Venables is the best defense coordinator in the country.
Was
one of the top two, if not the best. So they have an edge there. But it's, you know, nobody's been super impressed by their offensive coaching staff.
That's why, think about how good, if they went out and scored 24 to 28 points on a Brent Venables defense, what that not only would say about that game that you probably won it, but buddy, you don't have great talent out wide.
You don't have
a great throwing quarterback, although he's got some things that most quarterbacks don't. You got to feel really good about where your program. Nobody does that to Brent Venables.
But to Jeff's point, that he doesn't expect them to score 24.
But if they did, yeah. I mean, if they did, and they hit a couple big plays, man, because this is the biggest challenge they've had all year. They're confident, they're playing well, they got a good running game, but you're going up against that dude and that team. Let's see what it looks like. It's a good challenge.
Do you think the fact that they have a player out with COVID this week is the beginning of them opting out of this game?
Clemson in particular?
Yeah, deciding not to play it.
Oh, and then Norvell's just going to fly off the handle. Oh, they're getting us back.
Yeah, no.
Getting us back. Oh, they don't want to play.
This year it's a forfeit, right?
They know we were going to hang.
Oh, that's 20. Right. This yeah, year it's a
forfeit. We'll take that, Dub.
They knew we were going to hang 24 on them.
Well,
they want part of this.
He should say afterwards, well, I don't know how that's possible. I mean, Dabo told you it doesn't exist.
Come on. Crazy. Come on.
Seminole Headlines, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV continues in a moment.
Hey, headliners and elite headliners. It's Ira here, and it's time to talk Shopify. As you remember, a couple years ago, we wanted to create and sell headlines merch for the best podcast listeners in the world. That's you. But we had no idea where to get started. Now we're selling Yay Sausage shirts, and it's so easy. All because we use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're a startup working out of your man cave or IPO ready, Shopify is the only tool you need to grow your business without all the struggle. Shopify puts you in control of every sales channel. You could be selling Don Julio socks from Shopify's in-person point-of-sale system or offering headliner shirts from Shopify's all-in-one e-commerce platform. Whatever you need, you're covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. Up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And you can sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love most about Shopify is how, no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up today for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/warchant, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/warchant, all lowercase, and they'll help you grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Go to shopify.com/warchant.
Seminole Headlines returns now. Head to YouTube and search for War Chant TV today to catch the show live or on demand. Now, here's Jeff Cameron, Ira Schofel, and Corey Clark.
Miles writes, gentlemen, feeling like a bad week to be a bottle of tequila left in the Schofel household. When Mike finishes up with Dabo, resulting in the in-house tequila disappearing, that can only mean one thing. Victory sausage! Mm-hmm. Yay, sausage! Well done, Miles.
Well, yeah, we might break it out. We might break it out on air. The Don Julio might come to the studio next week.
Yeah,
I'll do that.
But we're not allowed to do it here. No,
we're not?
The FCC, no violation.
What if it's
but
an
we can do it on the Sunday
bottle.
Smash.
Or what if it's in a solo
flask.
Cup?
Hey, everybody, we're drinking water.
Yeah.
A big celebration.
You're not allowed to get drunk on air?
Yeah. No.
Oh, what?
Now, Mike wants to know, is this a sod cemetery? I don't think so, no.
All right.
Is this a sod cemetery Powerade bath game?
Yes. I think you bathe Norvell if you win this game. You throw some Powerade on it.
What if it's medical marijuana?
And you go throw some on Dabo.
I don't think so. Mm. I don't know that for sure. We're in the brave new world. I don't know what the
Tylenol
FCC rule is.
Yeah, what if I got a headache?
Yeah, you could probably do that.
What if daddy needs to make the pain go away?
Corey, how about those 59 unanswered points to close out the game?
That's right. Yeah. That was big.
Now how much you love the
staff. Yeah, they worked out.
Unanswered.
Worked out
for them. Y'all storming the field on Saturday, maybe slide naked down the hill if they win. Real question, Mike Evans messes up and gives you the 600th TD ball. What does it take for you to give it back?
I was talking about that with somebody the other night. It doesn't feel like football milestones are as important as other sports.
They're not.
And I don't know, like, how much could you really get for Tom Brady's 600th football?
Probably a pretty penny.
Last night.
But it wasn't
got the Bitcoin, too?
So they put out, like, the list. The Bucks put out, like, the list of all the things they're giving the guy.
Yeah, a lot.
Season tickets,
and then Tom
right?
Brady's like, oh, yeah, and I'm giving him a Bitcoin. Like, whoa.
Just a Bitcoin?
Do you know how much a Bitcoin is?
Yeah, it's like 60,000. I mean, he's giving him a full Bitcoin?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Sounded like. I mean, that's
it's pretty cool.
It's not bad.
Man, he should send Mike Evans I mean, Mike Evans is the one that made that guy all the. You know, Mike Evans was the one that gave it to
gave
him.
It
that's
to
really
him, yeah.
funny.
I love when he got to the sideline. I was like, whoa, whoa, that was the 600th.
Yeah, they went back and got it. Yeah, I think that guy. It didn't even look like the guy was like.
He didn't care.
I think he might have given it back for just an autograph or something. But the Bucks were going over and beyond. Like, we'll do this for you. We'll do this for you. We'll do this for you. So that's cool.
I always think that you would want to be the reasonable guy that catches the home run or in this situation that has that football.
Wasn't Jeter, his 3,000th hit was a home run, and the fans just said, I just want to give it back to him? I think that was it.
Yeah, I mean, it just be a reasonable human being, understanding that the value. Now, I get it. It could be your ticket out of poverty.
Wasn't the Bonds ball like that person wanted?
Well, wanted. Yeah, the world.
The McGuire ball,
a couple million dollars.
Remember McGuire's 62nd?
It was the guy that over the fence. Who ended up paying for that.
Paying for it, but the guy, it skimmed over the fence, so the guy that worked with the Cardinals caught it and just ran up and gave it to him while he was doing his ceremony. Yeah, I wouldn't probably just be like, here, okay, yeah, sure. Can I get another ball instead? Like a practice ball? I feel like I'd be like, what are you going to do for me? Let's talk.
I'm going to mention something here. I wasn't going to say anything, but this is kind of interesting. I think it's appropriate now, I think, to bring it up.
Uh-oh.
So when Florida State lost to Jacksonville State.
Did you steal the ball?
Game, I think I texted you afterwards.
Did you get it
autographed? Yeah, you did.
No. So after the game, I was watching the celebration on the replay when I went back and watched
just
the game.
Just don't say the name.
Of the person?
Yeah.
I think it's a
okay,
good
go
gesture.
For it. All right, you're right. I do too. I do too. But also
and I think we're all in a better place.
We are in a better place.
No,
you're
it would have been a toughie.
Yeah.
So after the game, when the Jacksonville State guys are celebrating, somebody from Florida State staff, Bruce Warwick, who's the chief of operations for chief of staff, I guess, for Mike Norvell, actually picked up the football from the celebration because they dogpiled, and he actually went and gave it
coach?
To the quarterback. Of Jacksonville State, and you could see it on like not didn't make a big deal about it. Just kind of was like, hey man, you guys might want this. I thought that was really cool. I mean, think about that in that moment.
The humanity behind that.
You're
right.
Florida State, and
then
you just
over
lost
his
to Jacksonville
shoulder,
State.
You see a Florida State offensive lineman proposing to his girlfriend.
That's a different part of the video. But anyway, I wanted to tweet. I just thought it was really cool. I mean,
unbelievable.
Let's not do it. I wasn't going
right
to.
Away.
Raw.
I wasn't
raw.
Going to. But,
temper,
but. What I would say, though, is so I saw Bruce Warwick a few days later, and
you
I just said, hey, man, I thought that was really cool. And he goes, hey, man, it wasn't that kid's fault. And I just thought,
he knows that moment
is
the biggest
it's
moment
that
in that kid's career. Yeah.
No, it says a lot about Bruce Warwick.
Right.
I'm not saying that he did anything wrong. I'm saying the vitriol that would have come, it would have said a lot of bad things about the fans.
And it wasn't like he was coaching that day.
Yes.
He's not the one that put Jordan Travis.
But you didn't want to put him in people's line of sight with something like that. But, yeah, that's a really cool story.
Carlos writes.
He should have asked for, season tickets to Jacksonville State games.
Looking forward to game day. I hope FSU can keep improving and stay in the game. Now my question, what in the hell happened to Clemson? Don't forget to like and subscribe and hit the bell.
Dance on their graves too much.
Well, no, but they.
But they are bad. They have the worst offense in the country, or one of them.
It is shocking.
I mean, if you look at their numbers, I don't know if people – if you look – go look at the ACC statistics.
No, it is stunning.
It's unbelievable
it's
how bad
like
they
Florida
are.
It's like Florida State 18 bad. Like,
yeah.
Legitimately, or 17. Or 8 – well, one. Well, they all run together. But 18 or 17 were terrible offenses. This one's worse than that. Like, there is a stat that over the last – since playoff football started in college football, there have only been 8 FBS offenses that have failed to score 20 points in their first 6 games. Clemson's one of them. The other ones are like Kent State again, Southern Miss this year, like awful football, Wake Forest in 14, and then Clemson in 2021. It's just so out of the realm of reality. It's bizarre.
There were no indicators other than losing very special players. Yeah. But
that kid played last year at Notre Dame when Lawrence didn't play and threw for 400-something yards.
He went nuts. There were no indicators whatsoever that they were on the precipice of falling off a cliff, and that's why – I do say that in addition to the problems they have on the interior of the offensive line, which are sizable problems, something else is going on. You can't – listen, they play in the ACC. This is a terrible conference. Let's just admit it. It's an awful conference currently. You're struggling with the likes of Georgia Tech, struggling with the – you're seeing some Syracuse and teams like that. I mean, that is – what the hell is happening beyond just the physical problems up front in the interior? There's something else happening there.
And what can happen, and we talked about this before, like once things start to deteriorate, it causes other problems. And, you know, and I think the, you know, you look at a guy like Justin Ross, man, that guy's a phenom.
He's a stud.
But when your offense is that bad, how does that affect you?
Yeah.
And how you, you know, how you do your job. So I just think there's ripples throughout their whole program.
Maybe he'll transfer.
Would you want him?
Yeah. Yeah.
The quarterback?
No, I was talking about Justin Ross.
Oh, yeah. No, I thought you were talking about
they took Andrew Parchman. I think they'll find a spot for Justin Ross.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I thought you were talking about
No, I would not want him. And I wouldn't want Brad Johnson's kid.
I do.
No, I wouldn't want him either.
He's a really good player.
Nope.
Yeah, there's no reason not to take Max Johnson. If he says I want to come to Florida State because my dad was here.
Well, and I hope he's cool wearing a baseball hat on the sidelines watching Jordan Travis put up 35
yards. I know you're in love with Jordan Travis. Max Johnson throws the ball 10 times better than Jordan Travis.
Also
Jordan
Travis does other things. His brother.
Yes, but that's
like
not the only thing we're going to run here, Corey.
His brother is like the number one tight end in the country. He's also going to LSU. Yeah.
Brad Johnson's son is?
Yeah. No, I think.
What is Brad Johnson doing? Is he mad because they replaced him with Casey Weldon? Does he still have ill will?
No. That had to do with Willie.
Well, no, I'm talking about his tight end son.
I think he wants to play with his brother. Yeah, he wants to play with his brother.
Well, his brother ain't going to be there. They're bringing in Dabo ain't going. Dabo's bringing DJ.
They're both going to be right here.
Yeah,
that's where they're coming.
Look, if it's a package with the number one tight end in the country,
then
yeah,
take it.
Come on, Max Johnson. Just don't be upset when you go the McKenzie Milton route. That's all I'm saying.
I have a feeling he'd win the job.
That's all I'm saying.
Max can move. He throws the ball exceptionally well. I would take him in a heartbeat. I'm not saying he's putting up L's
is what he's doing.
Well, yeah. I would also note that I would make it a competition.
Yeah.
I'd make it a competition.
Yeah. It'd be cool if Jordan Travis every year had to vanquish another high-profile transfer.
Are we getting any Twitter questions, or are we just getting Facebook?
No, I just asked two straight Twitter questions, right, my friend. Right. I've asked every Facebook question there is to ask so far. So now I've moved over to Twitter. Jeff mentioned briefly on the JCS that he's heard less than inspiring things about big boosters being willing to fully invest in what it takes to secure big-time recruits with the NIL. Care to elaborate? Well, I guess that would be up to you guys, because I did throw that out there, that they're not getting the response NIL-wise that they were hoping for.
I mean, they're going to have to do something.
People aren't stepping up their game and investing to help out the NIL.
Well, here's the
maybe we kickstart it.
Ira. You think?
Yeah, we kickstart it. They match War Chant's donations.
We put our registers' money in there.
Yeah,
and our Birch money.
Okay,
we put it all on the table.
All right.
Yeah,
all
right.
Everything we got,
just to secure Brad Johnson's kid brother.
Well, I mean, look, man, you look at some of these schools and some of the things that are going on. It's going to be a challenge for
the Porsche dealership in Lexington and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, you do need. Yeah.
I mean, it is going to be problematic, and this is the unforeseen, unintended consequences, perhaps. I mean, I do think at some point that's not what
really
they had
think
in
it was
mind.
Unforeseen.
Well,
I don't.
Yeah,
they're not allowed to offer inducements to sign. Like, you can't say, hey, if you come to this school,
right, but they
we're
are
going to do it. But that's
well, they exactly all are that's doing what that. That's do, exactly yeah. what they're doing. I mean, hell, Saban basically did it at the dais.
We are getting an Amazon, right? That thing's being built.
Yeah. Guarantee him summer jobs at the.
No, I was going to say, get them some of that Bezos
running the
money.
Running the fork.
All you got to do is turn on the sprinklers, and they're on a timer.
Yeah.
So you don't have to
or
worry
be
about
one of those
it.
Weird nomad vagabond Amazon workers. But yeah, I feel like you get some of that Bezos money.
Quoting a little Metallica in the middle of the show.
That's what I do.
I know.
I bring it on. You want me to start singing some Metallica?
No. It's going to be the same tune and key as every other song you sing. Yeah. If we see Jordan Travis wearing the baseball cap in the third quarter, what are the chances that's a good thing?
I would say 1.1%. Yeah.
Robbie wants to know if we're doing the keg stand after a victory over Dabo and the Clemson Tigers.
Keg stand.
I'm in on a keg stand for that.
Are we?
I mean, I'd be willing.
We got to get
it.
A keg.
Well, then you know, where will we do it? We can't do it in here.
We could do it at Horizon.
We could do it in my front
They've
yard.
Got
we
kegs.
Could do it. Yeah.
Yeah. We would film it. We have plenty of options to. Yes, I'll do it. Well, so is Ira doing the keg stand and we hold him? Is that right? Wasn't that the thing?
Yeah, we'll all do one. But yeah, we're going to do one. Ira's in.
Are you good, are you getting up there without somebody holding you?
Yeah, I'm just going to do a handstand.
You're just going to hold yourself up as you drink the beer?
Mitch Gaylord.
And with one arm and, like, you know,
drinking
with the other?
Yeah, that's how it happens.
Okay.
What's the best Halloween costume you've worn, and what's the best one your wife has worn? Oh, hey, now.
I don't have a wife.
No, you don't. You did.
I did, yep, and she blew it.
The best Halloween costume you've worn?
A cow costume. It was a full 6 foot walking in, my face is here, I've got udders here, and I just walk into a party where I don't know that many people in college. And as soon as I walked in the door, I'm like, this was a huge mistake. Everybody else has got cool costumes or none at all. I was told you had to dress up, and I'm there in a stupid cow costume.
Well, all of it is kind of stupid. So, I mean, I don't know that would be bad.
well, it was just so much laughter.
Who was outdoing you?
Well, just some, you know, some guys were dressed up as Kiss.
And that's they,
well, my buddy was dressed up as Judge Ito. He's
that's
Asian.
That's pretty good.
And that also gives you the time of the year.
Judge Ito, that's pretty good.
It was a great one. Yeah. And then I'm dressed in this cow costume. You haven't, if you saw it, you'd be like, yeah, that's unflattering. It's not hot. And, you know, when I go into a party,
usually,
you know what
I'm there
for,
right?
And it just couldn't happen.
So it didn't work out.
It did not.
They weren't moved.
But that was my, hey, good one. Moved.
Yeah,
is that what you did?
Yeah, I did.
That was good.
Come
man.
On, man. Nobody else got it. That was really good.
Nobody got my Mitch Gaylord reference when I was
I got your reference. Yeah, no, right. I got it.
What about you, Ira? What have you, you've never dressed, there's no way you've ever been to a costume party and dressed up.
Nope.
No.
You've never done it?
No.
Never dressed up?
Not since I was a kid. No, never.
Yeah, come
never
on, man. Did you ever do it in college? You dressed up as the conductor for the
I did
Sweet
that for the
game.
Yeah, Sweet 16. Yeah, and I said I'll do it again. I think if we got to the Final Four.
Final Four, you need
to
break
that up. I still
have
the conductor's
outfit. And you can fit in it.
I can.
That wasn't that long ago.
No, it wasn't that long ago.
So you must have dressed up.
Yeah, but I did nothing exciting,
nothing
good,
like a cow.
Nothing like no. I don't think I ever did anything that I was like, oh, this is it, this is the one.
I still got that cow costume.
I was Michael Myers.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was fun. I was Michael Myers, but that was a long time ago. Now everybody's been Michael Myers.
Yeah, you're right.
It's been ruined. I did it back in the early '90s.
Yeah,
that's how long Halloween's been around.
Yeah, well, 30 years at least, 40
Good Lord.
Years.
It's been a long time. Seminole Headlines, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV continues in a moment.
Seminole Headlines is brought to you by Register Sausage, serving the Florida Panhandle and Lower Alabama for over 75 years. To find a store near you or to buy directly from Registers, head to registermeats.com. That's registermeats.com.
Seminole Headlines returns now. Head to YouTube and search for War Chant TV today to catch the show live or on demand. Now, here's Jeff Cameron, Ira Schofel, and Corey Clark.
I do like that Tim points out this will always be one of my favorite wins in the series. Such a middle finger to Clemson and the rest of the country rooting for and expecting FSU to lose that night. I also remember Jeff Cameron's show declaring a Cat 5 that week, along with Sean McGuire needs our help. And he tweeted a picture of the Remember Sean McGuire celebrating with Jameis jumping on his back.
Yeah.
And I did. I had started the campaign, Sean McGuire needs our help. And it did work out. And that was one of the most poorly coached games by an opposing coach I have ever seen.
No idea what the hell Dabo was doing.
No, he didn't know what he was doing. It was awful. It was an embarrassment. In fact, as a Clemson fan all these years later, I might still hold that against him even after the national titles.
If you could have taken before the game, probably national titles probably absolved him. But if you had asked like Florida State fans to make some of the calls for Clemson.
They would have called.
You get down to the 1 yard line,
throwing,
give him that shotgun.
Keep throwing. Yeah, go ahead. You're averaging 10 yards a carry. But by all means,
also,
throw it up when you get down there.
Don't start Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Make him get in there in the second quarter.
That was also crazy.
Give away a few possessions.
Corey said he'd push Ira down the hill if Florida State wins. Let's go. I want to see it. So it's not enough for Ira to roll down the hill. You got to push him down the hill, which means you're going to go tumbling.
Maybe I'll pull him down the hill and we go together.
I would go head first.
You're going to go head first?
Yes.
You're not going to roll?
Just,
you're going to go head first?
Diving head first.
Good Lord. I don't want you to hurt yourself.
If we can get there. We don't know with COVID if they let people on the field anymore. I assume they did. It's Clemson. I assume everybody's on the field doing that. So we'll be on the field if they win. We'll get done with interviews. Hopefully the cops have left by then. We'll touch the rock. We'll do unbelievable things to that rock.
We won't.
And then we're rolling down that hill.
I like it. Amistaff Noel writes. Gents, tensions are high with Clemson after they skipped town on us last year.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Can't believe those cowards didn't want any part of that team.
That being said, I hope Norvell takes the high road, up the hill, in victory on Saturday. What would you say is the over-under on the number of hits with the sledgehammer to smash Howard's rock?
Oh, yeah.
Hashtag sausage for Howard's ass.
That would add another layer to the rivalry if they just smashed that rock. That would be like the dude poisoning the trees at Auburn. Like, that would be a...
If we charged up the hill and smashed the rock.
Yeah.
What if we took it? Could you take the rock home? Much the way you do with the sod cemetery.
You got enough strong guys, right?
Yeah,
you got enough strong guys.
I think the sledgehammer's the way to go.
Yeah.
The problem is it might start a fracas there with the students if they see you trying to haul the rock.
Students will be getting thrown all over the place. They got no shot against
them. Well, there's a lot of them, though.
Yeah.
That's all. And Clemson has a football team, too, so they might come up and try to defend the rock.
Well,
and
you
got to
wait until after
thing.
They're dejected and in the locker room. Your postgame
celebration.
Well, they
had to get back on the bus.
Yeah, they're all done. Your postgame celebration was in the locker room, and they're like, now let's go beat the hell out of that rock, everybody. And
they go
charge it out.
They do what Jacksonville State did and just hang on the field for 50 minutes after the game and pose for pictures, act like you're just having a good time, and then, In the count of three, we're going to get that
rock. We're taking that rock.
This isn't a sod game. It's a rock game.
R.A. Andrews writes, okay, Jeff and Ira, please tell everybody where Corey went when he left the Rose Bowl when Auburn was up 21-3.
I stay right there. Watch, I was locked and loaded in that one. Look, I'm older, and I'm not proud of the way I handle this stuff. But, like I said, the World Series is
different. Well, you're going downhill. You're getting worse. That's the problem, is you've addressed it,
but
you've assessed it, you've recognized it, and you're doing nothing to help it.
Don't you think if the Braves won the World Series that from here, at least for the next 10 years, I think I'll be easier watching. Like this year, if the Bucks are in the Super Bowl, you won't be nearly as nervous as you were last year.
I'm tired of winning the Super Bowl.
You win it all the time. You win the Stanley Cup.
What are you going to do?
You won the Stanley Cup last year. So I feel like if I could just get one more championship up in me, up in these guts, just one more to taste it and feel it.
One more up in you.
I won't be nervous anymore. That's all I need. That's my antidote.
No, from there, you'll turn your attention to seeing me get a Pittsburgh Pirates World Championship before we die.
All long dead.
No, come on.
I mean,
I see how you want to be. You want to throw stones.
I want to throw Howard's Rock all over this place.
Let's say, that's a question for me that got mixed in here. So we had zero guys on the All-ACC preseason team. How many will we have at the end of the year? Well, Jermaine Johnson's going to be on that team.
It was not a basketball question. I thought maybe that was a basketball question.
No, I think it was.
Jermaine Johnson definitely will be. Maybe that's it.
No, I think Jayshon might get it. Jayshon Corbin.
He's not beating out that Syracuse kid. That's one. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's somebody else in the conference that's putting up a lot of numbers. Jayshon has a chance. Maybe Parchman if he has a big last five games. The thing about him, though, is even in that game, I know it was UMass, and it was awful competition, and he's playing with the second team. It's like he does some things that your other receiver – I think
he just doesn't do them when they matter against good teams who are trying hard.
But he doesn't do the other things. Yeah. But I think when you're on the field and you're trying to beat – he's the only guy on the team maybe that can beat a Clemson cornerback, that can run a precise enough route.
Can you trust him, though?
But no, that's the issue. That's the problem. That's the problem when you get a transfer from Kansas. Stevie, but he has some of that in him.
Stevie wants to know what kind of shot you guys taking after we beat Clemson's ass 2013 style this week. And I know Ira has that Don Julio. Boy, everybody is aware that you are housing some damn Don Julio.
Exactly. The word's on the street.
Everybody knows. Ira's got the Don Julio. If you need some Don Julio, he's got it.
We need to get Don Julio as a sponsor.
Yeah. I'll probably do bourbon. Maybe a shot of bourbon.
Right.
Yeah.
You like bourbon?
No, of course not. I drink Mick Ultra, man. But to do a shot, I got to do a shot of something. I like bourbon better than tequila.
Should do a shot of a good whiskey.
A
little wild turkey.
I don't think you would handle that well.
I wouldn't handle any of it well.
Yeah, you don't handle much of that well.
No.
Hence the Ultra.
Need something smooth. Goes down smooth.
Well, I get you a good scotch, buddy.
Okay. Oh, a little Lagavulin?
Okay.
I'll take some of that.
Yeah. What about Bunahavn?
But Muhammad or Lagavulin, either one of those sounds great.
You'd like that? Yeah, you'd be all right? Yeah, those absolutely. Are both actually real good.
Okay.
Scotch.
Hey, I'm sold.
I'm bringing in bottles of
You can't because Buna we can't Hobbit drink
and
it in here.
Yeah, I'll bring them in for the breaks.
How about if they get to a bowl, can we do like a, I know y'all do y'all Sunday smash. Mm-hmm. Can we do like a Headlines After Dark?
Sure.
Where we're getting after it a little
bit. If they beat Clemson, we could.
Yeah, well, I don't know how it would work as far as, because we can't do it in here. We'd have to organize something. But I feel like we could record ourselves at your house, out on your patio.
Sure.
Just getting after it. But it has to be like something big. I guess a Clemson win or a bowl, getting to a bowl. Ira, are you down for that?
Of course.
Getting to a bowl, I think, is the goal.
Only if we can wear costumes.
Yeah, I still got my
cow
costume. You
got to be the cow.
Yeah.
I could be Michael Myers.
Right.
Ira, you got to come up with something.
What would be me?
You could be Don Julio. You could be Don Julio. That would be outstanding. We'll come back, wrap it up momentarily. Seminole Headlines, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Seminole Headlines returns now. Head to YouTube and search for War Chant TV today to catch the show live or on demand. Now, here's Jeff Cameron, Ira Schoffel, and Corey Clark.
I think I got to almost everything this time, guys. We did well. Charlie does right. Coach Ham has been spotted a fair amount. Is the soup bar in the local grocery store, or at the soup bar in the local grocery store, in honor of basketball season starting? Mm-hmm. What's your favorite soup, and who do you think, and do you think soup is the secret to coaches' longevity? So I've got an answer to this. Not about my favorite soup.
Mine is broccoli and cheddar.
Mine, that's my second. Clam chowder.
I like clam chowder, but I love some tomato soup.
I like tomato soup, too. Soup's underrated.
Yeah.
I don't eat enough soup.
I don't either. Soup's underrated. Very good. That said, I see Coach Ham on the regular at a certain place in town that doesn't advertise, so I'm not going to give him the love. And I've told this story before. Every time he sees me, we end up spending 30 minutes talking, not about basketball at all, just about life stuff. But he gets the same thing every time he's there. And I asked him about it, and he said that was the secret to his longevity. He gets broccoli and a piece of fish.
No. All right.
He definitely eats well.
He eats extremely healthy.
So when I worked in Maryland, I oversaw the news department at this newspaper before I came back to Tallahassee. Mm-hmm. And I covered a guy, his 105th birthday.
Awesome.
Every day, and the birthday party was at a restaurant, a hamburger place, which I thought was strange. But apparently this guy ate a hamburger every single day for the last 50, 60 years.
So the answer would be he had good genes.
But he said for breakfast every day, though, he would have, I think he had oatmeal with wheat germ in it. Does that sound right?
Is his thing, maybe.
That was his. He thought
sounds
that
like
was
something somebody lived to 105
every day.
Would do.
And then a hamburger every single
that's
day.
That's like the people that live 105 years old. 20 that smoke.
Smoke every day. Yeah.
It's like, well, that's you. That's an antidote.
Genes. Yeah, that's
not. That's how it normally works.
You're an outlier. Yeah.
Yes.
Ham eats really well. It's a piece of fish usually. I didn't ask him what kind, and then broccoli. But he says the guys know him. They see him coming, and they have it ready for him. Of course they do. He's Coach Ham.
Leonard Hamilton.
Yeah. That was for Jameis back in the day, too.
Yeah, right.
Right. Well, except that one time where the guy that wasn't there.
My favorite part about that whole thing is the sound clip that we repeatedly play, which is the guy asking about whether or not he got the butter. And then he was like, well, I'm not sure. He put the butter down, maybe forgot to come back and get it. So he didn't get the butter.
Yeah.
Well, we don't think he left. I'm like, this is unbelievable. This is happening. These questions are happening. It was so good. Do you ever get the urge to ask your smart devices important questions like, how do I dance like Jarvis Brownlee? Or where the heck is Jacksonville State located? Or even, are Monte Cristo sandwiches sitting atop the trash okay to eat?
There we go.
They weren't on top of the trash. They were on somebody's plate. I have to reiterate that. And they had not been eaten. It was like they came in four little quadrants. Two of the quadrants had been eaten. Two of them hadn't been touched.
But you don't know that he didn't fondle them.
Well, he might have. And look, that was a risk I was willing to take.
They're like, maybe he did fondle them.
Jeff brought up Jarvis's dance.
It was awesome.
Sunday
best
smash.
Dance so, I've seen in years.
I was going to say, where do you think
fantastic.
It ranks in like Florida State celebration?
And
dances.
You're allowed to do that now?
I hope.
I guess so.
I guess. Because he did it on the field of play.
Oh,
and then,
for a while.
Yeah, that's fine.
It was fantastic.
I love it.
The fact that the other players were there with him was big because it has to be a celebration with other players.
Be a singular
deal. Yeah, yeah.
Also, if you watch the video again, and I have watched it again because it's so awesome, the ref is pretty funny. I got to give him credit. There's one shot from behind Brownlee while he's dancing, and the ref comes around to the side. He's about to break it up. He's seen enough. It's like a coach talking to a pitcher.
Yeah.
Like, all right, we've had enough of discussion. So he's watching it. At one point, he cracks a smile. It's
really?
So cool. The ref kind of cracks a smile. And he's just about to say, you know, let's take it to the sideline, guys.
He likes the dance.
But then the players see the ref. They're like, come on. They're like, they didn't
the,
want to get
the ref.
Penalty.
The ref probably saw the Jacksonville State game.
Yeah,
so he
he's
felt
like,
Jarvis he's like, Jarvis,
no, he's got
this.
A little
this
smile
cathartic.
On his face. I was like, I like that dude. He's not all curmudgeon about it. He's like, all right.
Did Norvell dance with him?
No.
So.
No, that would be something to see.
But I said this on the air yesterday, too. We were down there on the 50, and the players were really cool to Clark. Clark would go over to every player that came over to the defensive meeting or to ride the stationary bike to stay warm, and he would ask for dap, and the players would dap Clark.
Yeah,
they'd be like, what's up, buddy? What's up? And Brownlee came over, and by the way, I know you've probably seen it, on the back of his shoulder pads with the little thing that comes down to the lower back, he's got a dollar bill. It was
there
pimp.
You go.
It was sweet.
I like it.
Yeah.
Like a taped dollar bill?
It's taped onto the back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Maybe that's his first dollar bill he ever earned
I
for
NIL
money.
I wonder if they gave him the dollar bill. Yeah, that's how the boosters are stepping up these days, guys. Here's a buck, Jarvis. Here's a buck. No, I wondered if they gave it to him and he put that on there after the pick six. I didn't know if that was permanently on there.
You get a dollar. Okay.
You get a dollar when you take it to the hizzy.
I mean, sorry, that's got to be more than that. You got a little more incentive than a dollar.
A little bit more than a dollar?
Yeah.
That's how we show up in the NIL, but here's a buck.
Yeah.
And that is from your favorite fan over at Kia, who, you know,
yeah,
like,
that's right. Yeah, that dollar's
here's
to you
the buck you get. Yeah,
yeah, let's step it up. Fan.
Anyhow, hopefully we see more Brownlee dances today or this Saturday on the road at Clemson, just to the chagrin of their fans and the joy in my heart. It would be a beautiful
or
moment.
Or if Norvell just like.
What if Norvell, you know, mirrored the dance?
No, what he needs to do, you remember when, was it Sismacia? Who missed the 2002 kick in Miami?
Sismacia.
Or Bathia.
Bathia.
In that Miami Jester, yeah, dude, danced around him like a crazy person.
Who I still would like to beat the hell out of.
That's what Norvell's going to be doing to Dabo as he walks off the field. He's going to be like that Miami
dancing
manager.
Around?
Dancing around.
No, I wanted to do the Brownlee dance around.
But the whole time, not fantastic. Just really
what
quick.
What if the team surrounded Dabo yeah. and all
When they come out for the handshakes,
yeah.
instead of just walking out
no,
there,
start
like dance the whole way out
yeah,
there?
You're high-stepping yeah. to him, and then you start dancing around him.
Everybody's doing the Brownlee.
Pistols.
The yeah. whole team's doing the Brownlee.
Around Dabo, and he can't get
maybe,
out.
Maybe, like Georgia did against Florida that year, after Florida State scores the first touchdown, penalties be damned, the whole team gets in the end zone and does the Brownlee.
And then rushes over to Dabo and just dances around him until they yeah, almost have to
keep
call the game.
Flags. Yeah. Just throwing flags.
At some point, right. they're going to be
Clemson
it's going to be a 2-yard
penalty.
Clemson
gets the ball on the five.
you're kicking off from your end zone. Yeah. It's fine. You can do that.
What's the response of your Dabo? Like, do you go clothesline somebody?
No,
or
I
do
think
you just
smile. I think you smile.
You smile?
Mm-hmm.
I think after, he might smile at first, and then he might get really upset. If it lasts
well,
for
if
like
just
8
keep
to
doing
10
it,
minutes.
Like 10 minutes in, and we're still here dancing. There's like, can we get the game going?
Yeah.
Like, no, buddy. We're dancing out here today.
Yeah, remember last year? Just look, this is what cowards do?
We call it the Rona.
Yeah. It's COVID-21.
Oh, my God.
I mean, just dance around him forever.
I do want to see Brownlee with another pick six, that's for sure. And I really hope he does the dance.
Yeah, and I want to see Norvell beat Dabo. I do. I shouldn't be personal.
You can't be a good man beating a bad man.
It'd be good. It'd be nice because of what Dabo did last year to a down program, a program that was not good. He knew it, and he just talked as much as he knew he could. He didn't think this day would a reckoning would come.
Well, I don't know that certainly it's going to be a reckoning. We'll see.
It could be, though.
Let's hope.
That it would even be possible.
Well, none of us saw this possible.
That's what I'm saying.
The joy of what we're doing now.
Reckoning does come a year after Dabo did what he did and called out this program, just dance, baby. Just dance.
If they win, all around.
If they win,
and we're doing the rap, like what can we?
Can you do the dance? Go home, learn that dance.
The Jarvis dance?
Yeah, it's incredible.
Boy.
Can you do it? You don't have those kind of skills?
At some point, I have to stop being a clown, right? I dump champagne on me, and now I'm going to do a Jarvis Brownlee
Kevin
dance?
Kevin gave us some money at the end of the show here, and we appreciate that.
Thanks, K-Dog.
Dabo would waterboy tackle Norvell if he was dancing. He would try.
He would try.
I hope. Well, that would be something. You want to endear yourself to the Seminole Nation. Go ahead and have Mike Norvell dancing in front of Dabo.
Yeah.
Anything that resembles.
Yeah.
The Brownlee.
That's when the NIL money starts coming. People start believing in Mike Norvell.
This is our guy.
Yeah.
For Director Matthew, good work out of you, Corey Clark. And by the way, one guy here says, you just are what you are, so you got to accept.
Then I'm a clown. Yeah. I got it. That's fair. Good point.
And for Ira Chaffel, I'm Jeff Cameron. Thanks for listening, everybody. Be well. Go Noles. We'll talk to you again soon.